Instead of moving forward, Russian forces are digging in. I'm Pam Puso, Fox News, and that appears to signal a shift in strategy, especially when it comes to the capital city.
The Russian military machine scales back objectives, with its leaders saying they are refocusing efforts on the east of Ukraine. The U.S. Pentagon says the Russians don't appear to want to pursue Kiev aggressively or pursue it at all.
Fox's Mike Tobin, there was a strategy session of sorts in Poland between Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin, Secretary of State Antony Blinken, and their Ukrainian counterparts. Later today, President Biden will deliver what's being called a major speech from Poland. Yesterday, he announced plans to reduce reliance on Russian energy.
Standing alongside the leader of the European Commission, President Biden pledged to expand natural gas shipments to reduce the need for Russian-supplied energy.
Putin has issued Russia's energy resources to coerce and manipulate its neighbors. That's how he's used it.
The plan would start by the U.S. and other countries boosting liquefied natural gas imports to Europe by 15 billion cubic meters and tripling exports in the years to follow.
Fox's Jared Halpern. A Washington State police officer was killed in the line of duty yesterday. Police in Snohomish County say he was shot in a Starbucks parking lot. The suspect is in custody. The death of Foo Fighters drummer Taylor Hawkins is being called tragic and untimely by the band. Hawkins died while on tour in South America.
After Foo Fighters frontman Dave Grohl, Hawkins was probably the most prominent member of the group, often appearing alongside Grohl in interviews. He was 50 years old and leaves behind his wife Allison and their three children.
Fox's Rob Dawson, no word on a cause of death. America's listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
Parents of public school kids in Georgia will be able to opt their kids out of mask mandates under a bill expected to be signed by the governor. Republicans maintain parents are the best decision makers when it comes to the health of their kids. Democrats argue a vocal minority won out at the expense of safety. Indictments in New England in connection with the disappearance of a 5-year-old girl.
Prosecutors in New Hampshire have charged the father and stepmother of Harmony Montgomery, who hasn't been seen since 2019. Adam Montgomery faces a felony assault charge for allegedly hitting the 5-year-old girl in the face in July of 2019. The girl's stepmother, Kayla Montgomery, is accused of lying to health department workers and also faces a felony charge. Both have entered not guilty pleas. Prosecutors say the girl disappeared sometime in late November or early December of 2019, but authorities didn't know she was missing until last fall. A search for the girl remains active. Rich Dennison, Fox News.
A murder charge in Detroit following the death of a young girl.
On March 18th, 7-year-old Ariah Jackson was in the backseat of a car that was stopped in the driveway of her Pontiac, Michigan home. Her mother and three other children were in the car when the mother says she noticed an orange SUV drive by with two males inside. The male passenger fired at the car and grazed the mother in the head with a bullet, but struck young Ariah and killed her. 19-year-old Justin Rouser was arraigned Friday on first-degree murder along with other charges. Police are still looking for another 17-year-old suspect. John Saucier, Fox News.
A concerning development for climate scientists. An ice shelf the size of New York City has collapsed in East Antarctica. This is the first time a collapse has happened in this part of the frigid continent. For decades, though, the shelf had been shrinking. I'm Pam Puso, and this is Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network. Subscribe and listen to the Trey Gowdy Podcast. Former federal prosecutor and four-term U.S. congressman from South Carolina brings you a one-of-a-kind podcast. Subscribe and listen now by going to foxnewspodcasts.com.